Today's episode is brought to you by Wild, natural deodorant, body wash, and shampoo bars. Wild uses clean and natural ingredients in all of their beautiful products, meaning they're good for your body and the planet.
Hey, bestie.
Do you know what I don't have time for?
Oh my God, I love this podcast so much, Jen, you guys.
Hey, Mavs. Hi, Jen.
My name's Jen.
Do you know what I don't have time for this week?
Imposter syndrome.
Toddler
support. What kind of time do I do with that?
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Bestie Hotline.
Bring, bring.
I am your host, Kate Revs, along with my co-host, Gemma Peanut. How is everyone today? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
TFIF, as I say.
Who has called the Bestie Hotline today?
Hi, Gem and Revs. Do you know what I don't have time for? My freshly turned three-year-old being labelled as sassy by family and friends. But they're not saying it in an empowering way as such, because that word definitely can be defined in that way. It's more so with this negative connotation attached to it. My little girl is definitely spirited and confident and full of life and strong-willed, and I love all of those things about her. And to be honest, I'd love to see some of those things in myself. Like, I envy her in a lot of ways that, you know, she has that quality. My fear is that hearing herself labelled in this way as being sassy as a negative thing, that, I don't know, will it knock it out of her? Because that's certainly something in this day and age that I really don't want her to lose. So I guess similar to what Revs was saying in the last podcast, she's definitely displaying signs of main character vibes. But my dilemma is, how do I protect my little girl's spirit? Oh. Thanks, ladies.
First of all, you're an amazing bloody mum. Mm. Good on you. And I can hear the love in your voice.
I resonate with this, having a spirited, sassy in the positive sense, because I agree that term can be used with negative connotations.
It can be weaponized, yeah.
Absolutely. And I love what you said about how you envy her traits and this spark that she has. And I think that's a beautiful thing, the fact that you want to protect it, because there are mums out there who do have, and I'm going to say sassy with a capital S, as in fucking super sassy awesomeness, who actually go, no, you're too much for people, and work hard to dim their sparkle.
Yeah.
They might not consciously know they're doing it, but they are doing it from societal pressures, or maybe they've had in-laws or their own parents comment on their kid being too much. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say I commend you for wanting to protect her spirit.
And celebrate her.
Yeah.
Look, I was called bossy.
Oh, Revs has got a thing about being called bossy.
I hate that word, because there is no male bossy. There's only alpha. Or leadership skills, or just like head of the pack, or, you know, those kind of things. For girls, it's bossy, and it's really weaponized against little girls. And it's basically saying, whoa, 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 little girl, know your place. And you're a bit annoying, and you're like being too big for your boots, and how come you think you're so special, and all that kind of thing.
We don't call little boys bossy.
We don't ever call little boys bossy. So sassy is similar. In that it's like, oh, you've got a lot of personality. Mm. Like, and the inference is you're too much.
Yeah.
And if they're not being mean to people, if they're not hurting anyone, if they're just being extra, I mean, that almost can't last. That's the sad, melancholy thing about this, right? Mm. Like, there is an age. I think my daughter's 7 and she's become self-aware. And she now,
has she?
Well, and it's two things. In one way, I'm proud of her. She can read a room.
Yeah.
She doesn't take up all the oxygen in the room, and she's not a show off. But on the other hand, I'm like, oh, she would have normally like done a big show for us all, or like run around nude with her belly sticking out and not given it a thought. And that innocence is gone.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Yeah. So it's a natural part of growing up. A three-year-old, fucking celebrate the sass, because some people, maybe it does, but it mostly does not last. If people are calling her sassy and you're feeling a vibe off that, and that's from family, I'd fucking shut that down.
Do you reckon the family are telling RDL that she's sassy, or are they saying it direct to the child?
She actually gave us a bit of context in a text. Let me read it. She said, for more context, it's usually in response to them asking her for a cuddle or to do something compliant, to which she will say no in a strong way. Amazing. Boundaries, to which they will call her sassy. It's almost like an attempt to cover embarrassment because she turned them down. Or if she's doing something non-obliging, she's called sassy. So if she's not like behaving, it's pretty deep. Like it could have roots.
I struggle with this compliance bullshit, because something I've learnt with my kids is they don't have to kiss or hug anyone. If my parents come in or my in-laws come in and they because, you know, often they're like, give Nana a cuddle or give, you know, whoever a cuddle. If my kids don't want to, I don't go, no, give Nana a cuddle. Nah. Give, you know, I let them have agency and they can advocate for themselves.
That's
the start
of consent education.
Absolutely it is. And we should never force kids to do that. No. Why do they have to kiss an older man on the cheek?
Yeah.
You know, because it's cute or it makes them feel good.
Like, I feel the same about Santa.
Yeah.
You know, we just chuck these screaming children who don't want to do it on this stranger's lap in the middle of a mall and say, cheese! You know, it's fucked up.
That is one of the good qualities of COVID.
Yes.
It started the social distancing photos with Santa, where Santa's in his own chair and the family sits on a bench. Like,
they are going to be such a time marker, those photos.
Nah, I reckon yeah, that season is here to stay.
Yeah, right.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I don't need my kids to sit on Santa's knee. Yeah. I don't mind them sitting on mine and Hubs's knee. And Santa just happens to
Someone
be there.
Someone dodgy made that up. They're like, I know what we'll do.
Yeah, it's not cool. But I wonder with the term sassy and how they're using it. Look, it depends on what our DL's relationship is like with her family.
Yeah.
Like if it was me with my parents and even my in-laws, I have an open communication relationship with them where I could say, hey guys, is it okay if we just not call Rafa sassy, for example? It's a word that doesn't agree with me and I don't like the tone in which it's being used. But if you don't have that relationship, because I'm not going to assume everyone does, could you then follow up after they've left and reclaim the word sassy for your daughter?
100%. Love
where
that.
Where if she's watching, I don't know, something on YouTube and doing a twirl and you go, yes, sass queen, like make the word positive.
Imbue the word with like a better meaning.
Yes.
So that when she hears it aimed at her, she's like, yeah, I'm a sassy queen.
Yeah, rather than feeling like, oh, I better
Thing is,
be
kids
less.
Like us pick up on energy.
We do.
And kids know when they're being shamed or told off or put down. Mm. They just know because they're human, they're sentient, and they can read a room and they can read feelings. I don't know. You could throw a passag look at your in-laws or your parents and be like, hey, don't fucking do that, you know? My son is not shy, but he likes to perform shy sometimes. I don't know. It's a weird little quirk of his at the moment. And he doesn't run in for a cuddle and kiss goodbye with his grandparents. He has to sort of be coerced. And I had a moment recently where he was like, oh, come on, give me a... And I said, no, we uphold consent. And that was accepted and embraced really well by my family.
Great.
But again, I've got a good relationship there. But yeah, I mean, a good one-liner that says, hey, this is about consent is kind of hard to argue with.
Yeah, I'm actually glad she gave us that context.
Yeah.
Because that made all the difference for me.
Yeah.
I do think it's about them feeling the rejection.
Yeah.
And it's so funny, isn't it, how we project onto other people when we feel that rejection?
Yes.
Oh, all right, Miss Sassy. You're
and really with grandparents, you get out what you put in. You're going to get smothered. Mm. You're going to be touched out if you put in the groundwork and listen to them and get down on the floor with them and play with them. If that's not your vibe, you can't just demand a cuddle at the end of the semi-interaction.
Yeah, just because you're blood related.
Yeah.
I call bullshit on that.
Yeah, totally. We love your sassy girl, DL.
Yes, I've got one myself. And like you, it is my mission to let her retain that too much, too sassy, brilliant, sparkly, bright, sunny energy. I'm here for it. And like you, I envy Rafa's fearlessness.
Yeah.
She just has no fear. She can walk up to anyone and make friends. Like, I get socially awkward and I just think it's so cool. And if we can preserve that for as long as possible,
100%.
That will set them up well. Even if a bit of it goes away, as Rev said, they develop self-awareness, which, as you said, is also important to read a room, to learn how to collaborate
and
with other people.
Self-regulate and, you know, just like be part of a community.
Absolutely.
It is important. Don't be a dick or a proper little shit. But also, let's not quash those fierce girls. We need them. Also, for the people around them, if they've got a little brother or a big brother or a little sister, you know, it also teaches those children what we think about those kind of extra personalities in the community. So I think it like does everybody good to celebrate someone's confidence.
100%, baby.
Ah, Friday feels.
Love it, DL. Thank you so much for sharing that dilemma with us.
Take your sassy girl for a twirl.
On the sassy girl for a twirl front, did you see Emma Wiggle?
So good.
Has launched her own show.
It's so good. Good on her.
Look, I judged the name at first, Emma Memma. I was like, really?
Because she can't have their IP.
No, I know she can't have Emma Wiggle, which is fine. But I just wasn't 100% sold on Emma Memma.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, makes, you know, the dyslexic makes your part eyes of, twitch. Yeah, I'm just like, mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. And then her song is like, mm-mm-mm-mm-mm, and it's fucking catchy. And you know what's really cute? I showed it to Rafa and she was like, Mummy, is Emma Wiggle not in Wiggletown anymore? And I said, oh, honey, she's left Wiggletown.
Emma Wiggle's in Feminist Town now. She rose above those white men.
Do you know what Raph said? Well, she goes, Emma went to a prettier world.
Oh, get yeah. it, girl.
I was proud. Yes. Because Emma Wiggle, she's now fully in charge of this show. Yeah. And this is why I'm in full support. I've been sharing a bit about Emma Wiggle because I am very much in favor of her paving her own path and having full IP,
yeah.
creative control and ownership
yeah.
of every aspect of her new show.
Yeah.
And it is beautiful. The sets are beautiful. The colors are stunning. Her costumes are gorgeous.
Great.
She's instead of bow in the hair, because I'm sure she's probably not allowed to do that, she's done butterflies in the hair. She's owning her curly wild mane.
Yeah, love it.
It's just awesome and I'm here for it. And I'm just so curious to know what the Wiggles think.
I mean, you know who I'm not worried about?
The Wiggles.
And the Wiggles could use a little fire up their butt to, like, up the production value, get some better songs, you know? It's good to have someone coming after their throne. Keep everyone on their toes. Yeah. There's room for everyone.
There is room for everyone. And, yeah, I wish Emma Memma all the best.
Go, Em.
If you haven't checked it out, her new show is on YouTube.
Whoop, whoop.
All right, DLs, we love you. Happy Friday, TGIF.
Have a wonderful weekend.
And we'll be back in your ears Tuesday morning at 5 a.m.
Bye.
Love you.
Ad break.
Got to keep the lights on.
DLs, you're not going to want to skip this one as we have one of the biggest discounts we have ever procured for you from this awesome brand.
I am extra excited about today's sponsor because DLs, as you will know, this started out as my not spawn.
And now it's spawn.
How good.
Okay, so on your reco, I've started using Wild Natural Deodorant and then Wild came to us and asked if we wanted to try the full range. So obviously, we jumped on that.
That's right, DLs. Consider us your natural body care crash test dummies. So I've been using Wild deodorant for 9 months now, and I love the change. My motivation for stopping using regular store-bought deodorant was the aluminium and parabens. Mm. I mean, we use deodorant every day, so I want to try and avoid all the harsh chemicals as well. Wild's whole thing is that it's all clean and natural.
Did your body adapt straight away? Did it take a minute?
Okay, so you do need to give this a couple of weeks, okay? There is an adjustment period like anything natural. So my recommendation to you, Revs, was definitely to give it a full fortnight and then decide how you like it.
Okay. You did, but for me, it's been pretty seamless. I will say I'm not an overly sweaty girl, but I have always used strong deodorant and frankly, it's just time to get off the chemicals. Mm-hmm. Personally, I'm loving the switch. I've found it really easy and the dispenser is really gorgeous. The user experience, mwah, just great. Have you got a go-to scent?
Oh, babe, I'm all about the fresh cotton and sea salt. Mm. I will say they have got this new rainforest oasis scent that I'm keen to try.
I am using that one and it's dreamy.
Ugh.
And it comes in the body wash too. And I'm always auditioning body washes. So far, I am loving this one.
Revsy, do you love how you can choose your deodorant case color and just pop in the recyclable refills? You know, it makes doing the right thing for the environment feel very nice and bougie.
Obsessed. Loving the shampoo bars too, because I'm always cringing at the waste in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And of course, all Wild products are vegan and cruelty-free.
So do something for the planet that your future self will thank you for and check out Wild today with 25% off your entire order.
Whoa.
Use code NOTIME, all caps no space, at the checkout.
25% is huge.
Yeah, it's actually the highest discount Wild are offering in Australia and it's exclusively for you, DLs.
Go to wearewild.com and use code NOTIME at the checkout for 25% off.
Enjoy.